joining us for the very first time from Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank, is financial advisor John Trombetta.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, John. Glad to have you with us today.
Thank you.
And Lorenzo Wilhite, who's been at the bank how many years?
15 years.
Good for you. And a new position, first of the year.
Yep. New position, first of the year. So we're kind of getting acclimated to everything and a lot of changes for the bank. So I think it's going to be an exciting year.
It is. Yeah, 2022. Hard to believe where time goes, huh? All right, John, I guess some of the questions are more directed at you this morning. Let's find out how long you've been in investment services and kind of what that means.
Well, I've been in investment services for over 40 years. I started off right out of school. I was a broker in the New York Stock Exchange and loved every minute of it. And just as the business was dying out because of computerization, I decided that I'd get into investment advising, which is something I always wanted to do,
yeah.
You know, work with people, you know, about their finances.
Now, you've kind of told me some exciting stories because you actually worked on the floor
yeah.
at the Wall Street, right on Wall Street.
Yes, right in the New York Stock Exchange.
That's pretty intense.
Oh, it was wild. It was between 10 o'clock and 4 p.m. It was just, everybody was just screaming and yelling at each other. That's
really?
All it was.
Pretty wound up at the end of the day, were
and
you?
And then 4:05, 10 after 4, everybody was best friends again.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like it was interesting. Right there in New York City.
Yeah, right there.
Wow.
Yeah, London, Wall Street.
Right. Tell us a little bit about where you're from and where you're staying in Vermont and what your future is.
I am originally from Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I ended up moving to New Jersey. And I've been there for 30 years and had a lot of family up here.
Okay.
So I was thinking about coming up here to live, but then it was just, you know, on and off about that. And then decided out of the blue that maybe I should take a shot up here.
This is the country compared to New York City, John.
Well, I come from the Jersey Shore, so there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Beaches to mountains.
No. Yeah. Enjoying it.
Enjoying it. I just, my sister and I used to come up here as kids. We used to mm-hmm. go to summer camps up here, and we have a lot of family up here, so it's always 4 or 5 times a year we're up here.
Not totally new to you then?
No, my wife was new to it. Well, she's never been up here, but she's been up here just coming up and seeing family all the time and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and just fell in love with Vermont.
She well, that's good.
She goes, you know what, I'm tired of New Jersey. It's time to move on.
Good.
You know?
Good for you.
And of course, we love the colorful full foliage and the mountain views.
Yeah. We actually kind of get two foliages up here because when they start coming out in the spring, there's all kinds of different hues. Then, of course, what you're talking about is the fall foliage, I assume. So
It's
4 seasons, mud season, sugaring season. We've got them all up here, John.
Yeah. Mud season was a surprise to me this year, but but, you know, I love the down-earth people here. The stress levels are low here, and it's great comfort food, which I love.
Well, we're glad you could be with us this morning. We'll return to some more conversation with you in just a minute, John. Back to Lorenzo. Meanwhile, why did Wells River Savings Bank want to start offering investment services anyway?
You know, we've talked about it probably since I began working for the bank, and it was a piece that we felt we were missing to be able to really be that full-service bank for our customers. And some of it's come from just customer demand. I mean, we've had a lot of questions over the years, people asking if they, you know, they had an inheritance or they were trying to save for their retirement. Did we have a way to help them? And that made us, you know, really begin thinking about how do we do that and be able to be that service for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really where it came from, was just another service for us to be able to be their bank that they could go to for whatever their situation may be.
Did a lot of thought and detail go into this before it was actually offered to the public in the background?
Yes. We have spent a lot of time, because what you also have to do is you got to look at who are you going to partner with to be able to offer those services. So we had to really vet a number of those to say, who do we feel really fits the culture of Wells River Savings Bank and is going to be there for our customers at the level that we need them to be?
Sure.
And then, of course, the next step, which was even more difficult, was trying to find an advisor that fit that same thing. So it took us a while. We were probably 3 years, to be honest with you, in the works before we got to this point that we are today.
All right. Who wants to answer the question in regard to what products you offer then?
I'll let John. John can talk about that.
We're going to be doing retirement accounts, IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, transfers, tax-exempt and tax-deferred strategies, annuities, life insurance, mutual bonds, just there's a lot out there. You can just come on in and we can sit and talk.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit, the process of actually meeting with potential customers.
Well, that's what I do. I sit down with a customer, encouraging them to share their information and feelings, talk about their future goals, hopes, dreams, and of course the protection of their money. I take all that information and start thinking of a strategy for them. I have a discussion with our investment firm, which is Infinex Financial Group, to find a program to fit their needs. We work together as a group. It usually takes 2 to 3 meetings, sometimes even more, to gain their trust in me. When the solution is made, we keep up with our relationship with a meeting or phone call every 60 to 90 days to discuss the performance of their portfolios.
Well, I think that's. I think what he's talking about there is what we want our customers and our non-customers to know, is that we want them to be able to come in, really to be able to just have a conversation, no pressure, really talk it through so that John can look at what is the best products he can put them in. And the other thing is it may be just John sitting in that office talking with him, but he has a full team through Infinex Financial behind him that will help come up with what is the best solution for what their need is. So we want it to be the same as our other services, mm-hmm. that, you know, we want you to be able to come in, feel comfortable, and be able to talk through where you're either what your need is, or if you don't know what your need is, to figure out what direction to go.
Yeah, there's additional stuff in the background that's working for the bank and also for the customer.
Oh, sure. What's great about that is just there's 4 or 5 different conversations with just Infinex themselves, mm-hmm. which are, you know, for their advice, which is good to have because I can piece that all together and put a portfolio for them.
Let's find out where's the best place to reach you then and how they do that. And
well, I'm here at Wells River's branch here.
The main office in Wells River?
Main office there. I travel to all the branches, to East Deptford, Bradford, Fairley. I'm willing to meet anybody, you know, where it's convenient for them. So I don't mind the traveling to visit with them. Whatever's more comfortable for them, that's what I do.
So we try to do like with our rest of our services is his main office maybe here in Wells River. Mm-hmm. But he has office space in all the other branches, yeah. and he'll go off-site and meet people, same as our lenders will.
Okay. I also went to your website the other day, so you do have additional information at Wells River Savings.
We do.
So you don't have to be a customer already of the bank.
Not at all.
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope. And it's free advice, so come on in. If you have a question about your 401k plan, mm-hmm. or even just your regular IRA. I mean, I call it, there's a lot of gibberish on there. People don't understand. And
yeah.
Just come on in. I'll explain it to you.
Early in the conversation, a couple of minutes ago, you mentioned every few months you stay in contact with the customer.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
You found out over the years how important that is. You want to elaborate just a little bit?
That's very important because that's the building of this, and it's all about relationship and trust. If you want to gain a customer's trust, keep in contact with them. Even if you just call them up and just say, hey, what was your fishing trip this weekend? How was, you went skiing? How was it? You know, that's what you need to do. You've got to be, it's something special. You can't be forgotten, and it's happening a lot.
Well, going back to what you asked earlier, Steve, about why we did this, you know, why Wells River Savings Bank wanted to offer financial services, that was probably one of the other reasons, was we had a lot of customers who had investment services with some of the bigger firms in different places that felt once they got into the relationship, they never heard anything again. Mm. So that was a common theme, and that was something that we thought we could address on a much more personal level.
Mm. Financial services, and you mentioned some of those. Want to mention some of those again, John?
Sure, of course. Retirement accounts, IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, transfers, annuities, life insurance, which is very important. People don't realize they're taking out a new mortgage and a new house and small children. Life insurance is very important, and that's something we stress a lot and going to be working with the lenders on that, you know.
Stop at the bank or call the bank and ask for John Trombetta.
You got it.
Financial Services, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. Final comments from both of you gentlemen.
I think we're just looking forward to having the service. We're excited to be able to offer it, and we think it's just another piece to helping our customers and other members of our community achieve that financial goal that they're looking for.
Yeah, don't be afraid about the financial services. It's very interesting. A lot of people are afraid, oh no, financial advisor, he's just a salesman. Is that? No, it's not that. It's just building a relationship. It's building your financial wealth. That's what it's all about.
Glad you could join us for the very first time. I'm sure we're going to have additional conversations about investment services with John.
I'd love to do it.
Definitely. John Trombetta, Financial Services at Wells River Savings, your Good Neighbor Bank, and Lorenzo Wilhite, President and CEO.
Great. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate the time.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. This happens on the final Friday of the month. Our conversation will continue at the end of April. We'll be hopefully at the other end of mud season.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yes.
We'll check the forecast again in just a few minutes.